Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Stupid Genius. I hope you're all having an amazing day. I always like this. Literally every time I say that in the beginning of my videos or podcasts or whatever, I'm like, I hope you guys are having an amazing. And then I'm like, okay, do I say morning, afternoon, night, day, year? Like, where do I go? It always changes. But anyways, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. And today we're going to be talking about why do airplanes stay in the air? Now, this question came up because I like to come up with the questions for this podcast with my dad, because he's just like my creative genie or whatever. And so like I need his help. Okay. So I asked him, I was like, what should we talk about? And he's like, okay, you've been traveling a lot. Like, let's do something about traveling. I was like, okay, dad. And then he was like, do you even know how a fucking airplane stays in the air? And I was like, no. He was like, boom, there you go. And I'm like, oh, I feel stupid. I feel like I learned about this when I was younger, but I just didn't care enough because I think it's something with physics. Like, it definitely has something to do with physics. And so I feel like I, whatever. Well, moral of the story is I don't remember. So here we are. It's actually really terrifying. I have had a few times when I've been flying like on a plane where I'm not sleeping. Usually I'm sleeping on a plane, but if I'm ever awake on a plane, I get a little bit freaked. I always get freaked out at least once, just kind of thinking like, what's going on? Or like if there's a little turbulence, I'm like, you know, how are we not going to spiral face first into the ground? Like it doesn't make sense. And when something doesn't make sense, it's scary, you know? So that's me with airplanes. That's why I go to sleep. It's like, if I go to sleep, it's basically like time travel. It's the closest you get to time traveling. And yeah, it goes by and then it's over. And then also you don't have to think about the fact that you could die. So
have you had scares ever before?
Yeah, definitely. I had, I don't even think that happened to me. I think that happened to somebody else. I know I've had multiple friends have to emergency land, and I feel like because that happened to them, I thought it had happened to me. But no, I think that I haven't had anything too bad. I have had some crazy turbulence. And I think that's about it. Like where everyone was like, you know?
Did the masks drop down?
No. Does that happen?
I've seen it on TV, so maybe.
Okay, so basically if it happens on TV, it happens in real life, right?
Right.
No, that's never happened. If that ever happened to me, I would literally just, I would connect to the Wi-Fi. I'd pay $15 for the Wi-Fi and I'd post on Instagram and I'd be like, y'all, what do I do? I'd be like, Instagram poll, what do I do? Like, help. No, but I hope that that never happens to me because I fly so much that I have a higher chance of that happening. I mean, I fly probably 3 to 4 times a month. So like, well, no, but that makes it 8 because that's a trip. Right. So then that's like 8 flights a month. No wonder I have raging acne. Because literally being in a plane is so bad for your skin. And my skin just constantly looks like it's like it's a leather couch in your grandma's house. Like that's my skin. And that's because of my traveling. And fuck people that travel and don't get acne. Like that bothers me so much. I'm like, my friends like will go on a trip and they come back and their skin looks all glowy. And I'm like, that's like not okay. Like what they're like, oh, I don't even wash my face. Fuck you. That's so unfair. Like I wash my face. I'm putting like face masks on for jet lag and I still look like, you know, a fucking 1994 Ford fucking car seat. Anyways, so planes. Let's get to the word of the day. The word of the day is drag. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so like you said, the word of the day is drag. In this context, with flying and planes, drag is something that impedes motion, action, or advancement. So for example, you can feel drag when you walk against a heavy wind. Does that make sense?
Yes, so it's like the push against.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so maybe, see, oh my God. You know, it would have been a little useful if I would have fully taken AP Physics, but I graduated like halfway through AP Physics. So I was still learning about like roller coasters. Like we were still in the beginning of that course. And like that definitely would have helped if I didn't dip the fuck out. So anyways, we'll see if I can try to use that to my benefit.
I'll say you picked an in-depth one. This one is physics heavy for sure.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Because I know, see, so I'm just, but physics is so abstract that I feel like I can kind of come up with something that's like a little bit far off and then it'll be right because that's how stupid physics is. Like I hate, like I don't know what my, I actually think half of the reason why I needed to graduate right when I graduated, I was like, we need to expedite this process, was because I was taking AP Physics and because I hated it so much. It was literally my least favorite class I'd ever had. Also my teacher, well, I can't say that. She'll probably sue me. My teacher was awesome. Anyways, so let's just get into it. Guest number one.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Guess number one is that, okay, well, I feel like it has something to do with speed and the fact that, like, if something's going that fast, right? Like, it's overriding gravity. Okay, I'm trying, guys. I'm really trying here. Like, this is what we're really, so, like, here's my guess. Here's guess number one. So when something's going so fast, oh my God, wait, this is actually really smart. Low key, if I get this right, this is kind of, I don't think I do because I know it has something to do with, well, I don't know. We'll see. Here we go. So gravity, right, is like, it's the pull of an object to the center of the earth because it's so massive that it pulls everything towards its center. Okay. So when something's going super fast, the gravitational pull gets weaker because it's going so fast. So it like starts to like the gravitation, because it's not in one place. It's like going fast, right? So then it like starts to break up the gravitational pull, so it's less strong, making the airplane lift up because the gravitational pull is like letting go because of how fast the plane is going. Then it starts levitating and it's flying, right? And the reason why it stays in the air is because it's going so fast that the gravity. When did I turn into a theater kid? The gravity. The gravity can't pull it back down to Earth because it's going so fast and it's like not able to like connect it. And then it keeps going. And then how was that?
It's part of it, I'll say. So
yes.
Speed is part of it. Gravity is definitely part of it too, but speed doesn't really have to do with the gravity part. I can explain the speed part if you want.
Okay. Okay, I think I know. Now I'm going to guess something about air, because I had another guess and it was about air.
Okay.
Because I feel like I remember that being talked about, and I'm remembering vividly a diagram. Okay. This is guess number two, but whatever. So I'm remembering, I literally have my eyes closed right now for you listeners. Well, nobody's watching. Actually, that doesn't exist. So everyone's listening. Like, it was this diagram of a plane in the air, and it was this diagram of like air. And then it had like arrows going in circles underneath the plane. And I feel like that was like a fever dream. Like, I can't remember if that's actually a diagram I've ever seen or if I just like made that up. Cause like sometimes I do weird things like that. Like, that could have been in my dream. Fucking, I don't know. So, oh my God, speaking of dreams, I've been having the funniest dreams. Oh my God. I know dreams are boring, but at the end of this episode, I have this funny dream and it's about YouTubers. Like, it's hilarious. Anyway, we'll see. It'll come up. You guys will get it. You have to earn it. You have to learn about this first. Learning, then fun. Anyways, so my guess is that the plane goes super fast and then it starts, well, I guess it has to get up somehow. So then it like propels itself like into the air. Okay. Because it's so fast. And because it's so fast, it just can't stop. So then it goes up into the air. And then once it's in the air, like the part of it getting off the ground, I guess, isn't that hard. It's just propelling itself with the little motors or whatever. But then once it's in the air, the air below it is like it's constantly in a movement. So it's constantly pushing up the plane. And so the plane is just resting on this bed, in a sense, of circulating air that's keeping the plane raised. Rose, how is that?
Not bad. It's not 100%, but you're getting there.
Okay.
For sure.
Where am I right?
The wings have something to do with it. The speed absolutely has something.
So, like, the wings.
There's things going on underneath and above the wings.
Okay. 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 Hot air rises. Plane, warm up. Get warm. In air, floating, warm air. How is that?
That's a guess?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, fuck. I'll keep guessing. I kind of gave up on the three guesses a while ago. Like, I just need to work through it. If that takes me 10, well, I would get bored by 10 guesses. So that's why we're never going to do that. But, like, 5, fuck it. Why not?
So, like I said, there's definitely a speed factor,
okay,
or thrust in this context.
Okay.
There's definitely gravity and how the wings are kind of counteracting the effects of gravity and wind and all that too.
Okay. Okay. So maybe it's that, this is why I didn't fucking do good in physics. Fuck you guys. Okay. So if I'm just trying to think about, okay, do you know what? This could be it. So the plane is so heavy and it's going so fast that, no, it doesn't have to do with that, because the first person that created a plane, the plane was not that heavy, I don't think. Like, it was, but it was like a car more like. So that, I don't know, maybe I'm just going to disregard the weight, because you know what? Amelia Earhart or whoever the fuck... Wait, don't tell me. It's the No, it's not Earhart. I just said that. It's like the fuck. Don't tell me. This is big. This is good for me to know. It's the Wilbur.
You're kind of close. It's a couple of brothers.
There was the there's Wilbur. Don't tell me. It's the
I can't not know this. Holy shit, I gotta go back to school. Oh no.
I think you're gonna get this one right.
Okay, I think I will. Like, out of everything I'm gonna get wrong in this episode, can I please have this? It's the okay, wait. No, give me a sec.
I may have given you a hint without you realizing it.
Okay, I'm like going through my like archives, like, you know that SpongeBob meme where like all the mini little SpongeBobs are in this like office building and they're just, everything's on fire and they're just throwing like files everywhere. Like, that's how I feel right now because I know it's fucking in there. It's just okay because I read a book about it and so it was like the Wright brothers.
Hey, there you go.
Oh my god, guys! I'm a fucking history major. Send me back to college. Wow, that was awesome. I am so smart. Anyways. Thank you. That I just bowed for you guys. That was awesome. Everybody was probably cringing at home like, Emma, the Wright brothers, you idiot. Anyways, so, okay. I wish I would have paid attention to this lesson in like third grade about how the Wright brothers did it because I definitely don't remember. I feel like I really honestly pulled out all my stops and it's just not it. I just don't have it. Like, it's just not coming to me. Like, okay, gravity, like, it pulls things down. Well, the plane's flying, so that doesn't fucking help me. The wings are, I mean, I know maybe, like, in the air is pushing up against the wings to make it, and then it's pushing it. I mean, fuck it. Just tell me.
You want to know? Okay.
I'm over it.
So you're close in a bunch of different factors.
Okay.
And this is an in-depth explanation, so stop me if I'm not making sense.
Okay.
There are four forces that keep a plane in the sky. They are lift, gravity, thrust, and drag. So thrust is like the speed, like you said. So for airplanes to stay in the air, the amount of thrust from the engines must overcome the drag force of the resisting motion, aka the air that they're flying into. Also, the lift force must counteract the effects of gravity. Lift occurs when the special curvature of an aircraft's wings splits the air into two portions above and below it. Because of the wing's design, the air particles on top are moving faster than the ones below. Faster air particles have lower pressures. It is this imbalance of pressure above and below the wings that cause the plane to rise in altitude, like when you stick your hand out the window of a moving car and an unmistakable force pushes your hand upwards.
Ah, that weirdly makes me more scared. And I'm going on a plane tomorrow, so fuck it. Luckily, my flight tomorrow is short. I feel like short flights are, like, fine because I just play Candy Crush and, like, get in my zone. But, like, whatever, just, like, me in the studio playing Candy Crush, it's whatever. But, like, the studio being my airplane that I'm in, not even my airplane, like, coach of Southwest, but whatever. But, like, a long flight, that's when things start getting to my head. I'm like, I've been in here for 5 hours. What's the odds that in the 6th hour we go down? I need to knock on wood somewhere. Thank you. Anyways, yeah, well, I mean, I feel a little bit more unsafe, actually. But I guess the planes are safer than cars, and I drive like an idiot. So, honestly, I should be more worried when I'm in the driver's seat than when I'm in a plane. That's the damn truth, but whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
I also do not like, I have no interest in skydiving or parachuting. Like, I hate that shit. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm 18 now. Time to skydive. On what sick planet is that fun? Like, and it's not even safe. Like, people die doing that. They're like, oh, like, you'll probably be fine. But you sign a fucking waiver being like, could die real quick. So, like, no, I will never do that. You could not pay me to skydive. Skydiving and caterpillars, not on my agenda. Until death do we part. Until death do we work to whatever. You get what I'm saying. I will never do any of those things. I mean, I don't know what I'd do with a caterpillar. Moral story is they're just not in my space. Like, I will not allow a caterpillar in my space. The other day I, like, was taking a quiz, like a BuzzFeed quiz. Okay, whatever. like, yeah, I get bored sometimes. Like, so at the dermatologist, I was bored. So I was playing BuzzFeed quizzes or whatever to see, like, what type of, like, watermelon kind. No, that wouldn't make sense. Like, I was taking a quiz about, like, what kind of fruit I am or some dumb shit like that. And it was, like, what's your phobia? And it was, like, the dark spiders, like, drowning. And, like, and I was, like, bitch, where the category? Where's the category for caterpillars? Why is that such a weird thing? I just have a huge phobia of them. I guess whatever. I'm really easygoing. Like, if there's a spider, my friends are all screaming, and I'm like, let me just... I mean, I don't want it on me, but, like, I'm not going to fucking freak out if it's across the room. Or, like, if a spider drops down and gets lost, I'm like, could it end up in my belly button later? Yes, while I'm sleeping. Sure. But I'm not going to know about it, so go off. Live. And I have a lot of spiders in my house right now, so, like...
Wait, so what about caterpillars, though? Why is that? Why do they freak
out? I think it's a phobia. Huh. I don't think it's actually, like, I don't think it's even something that I can explain because I don't think it came from anywhere. But I have always been weird about things that are, like, furry like that. Like, there's something weird about the fact that it's furry, but it's also, like, a bug. Also, one time when I was on vacation with my dad in Maine, and they have a lot of different bugs, I was walking through, we go to this, like, swimming hole thing, and I was walking through this... like canopy thing of like trees because you have to hike all the way out to this swimming hole. Anyway, so I'm hiking through there and all of a sudden something drops above my head and I look up and it's a fucking caterpillar and it almost landed in my hair and it was white with like a little black head. Oh! I just remember it staring at me. And then after that traumatizing experience, I'm at the swimming hole and it's like it's a quarry basically, which is like a big hole that's dug into rocks, super deep. Like basically it has living animals in it. It's like not like man-made. It's like man-made, but it's like not. Anyway, and so I'm climbing out of the swimming hole because you have to climb up the rocks and there's just caterpillars everywhere all over the rocks. And I'm like, I don't have any other choice. There's no other way for me to get out. So I'm like climbing out around these caterpillars. Moral of the story is I have not been the same since. And yeah, it was pretty traumatizing. But now that we've learned, it's time to talk about my dream that I think is so funny. So let's get into it. There's parts of the dream I will not be telling because they're just so, like, they're such a, like, there's so, like, such drama in if I told the, like, you know, it's like, even though it was just a dream, it was between YouTubers, so I cannot, but it was a crazy, I never have dreams about YouTubers, but I am a YouTuber, so it was so funny to have a dream about it. Basically, what happened was, it was a summer camp that was all Olympic themed, so it was like, everybody would do different Olympic type of, like kind of events, right? So there's like swimming day and there's like track and field day and like all that. And it was all YouTubers and for some reason kids from my high school, which was really random, but whatever. So one of the, this is like, I was laughing about this for literally 2 weeks. No, not 2 weeks, like 2 days. And then I finally like told my friend about it and she's like, Emma, that's really not that funny. Like that's just like, it's funny, like I guess, but like it's not. Let's see if you guys think it's funny. So I can't say which YouTuber it is because even though like it would be fine, I just won't because like even though it was a dream, I just feel weird about it. But so there's this YouTuber who loves to dress up in a sense. And we were doing the swimming day and they get in the pool and they're wearing a full rhinestoned outfit in the pool with like a wig and like all this like flamboyant outfit. They get in the pool and the announcer is just like, oh my god, they're sinking. But they didn't die or anything, but they like couldn't swim because they were just like sinking because they were wearing a rhinestone outfit. This isn't as funny now that I'm saying it, but it was hilarious in my dream. I like literally woke up, this never happened, I woke up from my dream crying laughing about it. Also, yeah, so anyway, that was my dream. That really wasn't good, but it was really fun to see like all these YouTubers do like Olympic activities. Moral of the story is I'm going to start a YouTuber Olympics.
Were you doing an event in this dream?
Yeah, I did track and field. I did hurdles.
Nice.
And that's what I did in high school. And I fucking won against all the other YouTubers because nobody was good because all of us are YouTubers and sit at a computer or in front of a camera. And like I do SoulCycle, but like what's that going to do for, you know what I mean? So like it was just like I thought I was ready. I was all cocky because I do SoulCycle and then I did it and I won, but I wasn't good. That was also me when I did track in high school. I was like, okay, like, I know that I'm not that good, but like, I'm just going to do my best. And then sometimes I'd win, but in like JV, but that's between you and me. Like if I would have done varsity sophomore year, I would have absolutely gotten last every single time.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets, and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping Get More Certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health.
Speaking of doing hurdles in high school, oh my God, this is the best story I've ever had. Literally the best story of life that has ever happened to me. So basically, I used to do hurdles in high school. I was a cheerleader and gymnast, whatever, for a lot of years. So I did like all of that. I was in pretty good shape. And I mean, not like cardiovascular shape, but like more like muscular shape. So like I could do like, actually it was cardiovascular too, because like the routines that we would do were like long and it was like just very active the whole time. So anyways, but I quit cheer because I broke my hand and I was like, fuck this shit, I'm never doing it again. So instead, I started doing all the running sports in my school because I was like, okay, I could probably like do that. Like, I feel like that's a good transition. So I did cross country. That was awful. Then I did track. And at first, I was doing like, we were, you know, all training. It was like my first season doing track. I'd never done it before. And I was a sophomore and they were like, okay, so we need to figure out what you're good at, you know, because like we don't know what you'd be good at. And so at first I was doing like long distance and I am not good at long distance. End of story. My mile time is just not impressive. I hate running long distance. It's a choice to give up for me. I just give up. Like I don't want to do it. And so I'm better at like short bursts of like incredible energy. Like, sure, I'll do that. That's my like, whatever. So I was good at sprinting. Then I was like, okay, maybe I'll be a sprinter. Like do like whatever, like maybe 100 like meters. I don't know. Like that was what I enjoyed doing and what I was the best at. But then they were like, okay, well, I was in this weird middle ground because it's like, okay, you're good at sprinting, I guess. But like, there's girls that have been doing track since eighth grade and they're still better at sprinting than you because you started fucking 2 months ago. So we can't really put you in that. But what about doing 100 hurdles? So 100 meter hurdles, which is basically like the shortest sprint that you can do, but except there's hurdles. The things that you jump over, if you don't know. So I was like, okay. And I mean, I'm really flexible from doing cheer. So I was like, okay, I'll try it. So at first I was immediately good at hurdles. I like immediately was good at it because I'm so flexible for some reason. And so hurdles was immediately, like I loved it. I was like, this is so fun. So I like really, really loved it. Like the 100 meter hurdles for me was like my like fun thing, right? I loved it and I loved training for it. It was like really great. But then they were like, okay, so, you know, we want you to like get better because, you know, we want you to keep doing hurdles until you're like a senior. So we need to start training you now. We're going to make you do 300 meter hurdles. And I was like, bitch, you know that I cannot run for a long time. You know that I can't, but I can't. I am not good at this. I know. No. They're like, well, you have to. And I was like, mom, and she was like, and I was like, well, we're doing it. So 100 meter hurdles was always, we started doing meets, right? And I'd never done a meet before. I had no idea what this was. I was like, this is so weird. So like, I show up and I do my 100 meter hurdles. First time ever competing. It was great, okay? But then they were like, okay, it's time for you to do 300 meter hurdles, which is literally almost a full lap around a track while doing hurdles. That is not humane. That is not humane for anybody. I've never met one hurdle athlete that was like, ooh, I love that. No, even the best on the team, the best girl on the team was like, I can't do 300 meters. It is not fair to a person that breathes and just, it was my first year doing hurdles and you're putting me in that. That's not fair. So anyways, I did the 300 meter hurdles quite a few times. One of the times, my back foot got caught on one of the hurdles, ate shit, rolled, finished the race, didn't get last, actually. So that was kind of cool, but it still sucked for my ego. Everyone was like, oh shit, ooh, that's embarrassing. And I was like, bitch, this is because that's not what my body is not meant for this. Can you tell? After I was like, can I not do 300 hurdles anymore? Look at me. I just ate shit.
But you finished still?
Oh yeah, I finished.
That's impressive.
I tripped, I rolled, and I just kept going. It didn't hurt. Wow. It was more just like embarrassing. I like flipped over it, I swear to God. And so that was really embarrassing. I actually did that twice. I ate shit like that twice, and it's a rush. I mean, eating shit like that while competing, I mean, there's nothing better than that. I mean, you get off, you're done, and you're like, why do I practice 5 days a week to do that? Why do I, and also, why am I in this event? Obviously, I'm not good at it. Fucking not humane, not fair, not good. I was so upset, but it was actually, it probably made me better at 100 meter hurdles because I actually got first in that quite a few times. In JV, though. So, like, what does that even mean? You know? But it was, like, I mean, it was my first year. Whatever. I was going against, like, freshmen in high school and, like, other sophomores. And I felt, like, so cool because I was, like, fuck you guys. Like, JV squad. Yeah. First year. This is awesome. But, I mean, at least I got first a few times. Got a few medals. Also, one time. Ooh, I have a good story about another track meet. Not that you guys care about this. So basically, I went through this phase where I was like, okay, I literally, like, every guy at my school is so ugly. Well, I didn't go to guys. I went to all-girls school. So all the guys that went to the guy school, I was like, all these guys are so rude. They suck. I think I quit. I quit. I was like, I quit. But then I went to this track meet. And I remember, I had gone 6 months. I just hated guys. They all fucked me over. I was like, fuck all these ones. I hate them. I'm never talking to a guy again. And I had made up my damn mind until I got to this track meet and we're watching like the guys race and there's this guy and we were in like a surf town. We were like running in like this like beach town and there's this guy and he was so fast for one. And for two, he like had like the best hair. It was like curly and like blonde and he was like so tan. He was so fast. And I was like, oh my God, you know what? I'm back. I wasn't going to get married. I wasn't even going to have kids. I didn't even want to have a family. I went through this in complete mental breakdown stage where I was like, I don't even fucking want it. I'm never getting married. I am never dating. I was like sophomore, but I was like, I hate it. And then he like saved my hope. I was like, oh my God. But I never talked to him. Actually, we did. That was kind of funny. It was like, afterwards, we were all my friends were like, what the fuck is that? We don't see things like that around our parts. So we were like, this is crazy. So we all like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing actually. So afterwards, he was like, we were like, let's go ask him, like, cause he's from the town that we were having our track meet in. My friend was like, I'm gonna go ask him like where I should eat around here. Cause he like lives here. And I was like, all right, can I come? And she was like, yeah. So we go up and I'm like, just standing there. Like I literally look like SpongeBob. Like, you know, when SpongeBob's just like standing there and he's like smiling, like really big. And it's like, all that was me. Anyway, he was kind of just boring, but all I'm saying is he gave me hope that I could get married. And I just want to thank him. It sounds weird, but it was like this weird switch for me where I was like, you know what? There are men out there that don't suck. Maybe he probably sucks. I mean, I don't know. But like, I wish I knew who he was so I could be like, thank you for giving me hope. I just liked his hair. But anyway, track meets were fun though. I do miss high school sports. It was kind of like, I feel like everybody does a high school sport and they look back and they're like, wow, like I was really living back then. Like that was just my time. Like back in 92, me playing football, you know, all the ladies love me, all the cheerleaders coming up to me after the game, you know, my parents loved me, made me dinner every night, you know what I'm saying? 92 was a movie, you feel me? It was like Friday Night Lights, except I was the star, and it was 92, you know? I mean, my girlfriend, her name was Cindy, she was just the most beautiful woman I'd ever met. My wife now, ugly as fuck. But, you know, we had to do what we had to do. I lost, you know, broke my elbow, went to college. They told me no. I had to go to community college. That's the story. All right. Anyways, I feel like an old woman. I'm like, literally, I'd be a freshman in high school. I mean, in college right now. Let's talk about that. How would that have gone for me? Okay, let's picture this. Emma going to college. Number one, where would I have even gone to college? That's a crazy thing to think about. Like, I feel like I would have gone to like either New York school. But see, I didn't know I liked New York then. So I probably wouldn't have done that. I probably would have gone to like a Southern California school and just hated my life. Yeah. I probably would have gone to the school. All the sororities would have been like, ooh. Yeah, she's not gonna. We don't want her. So then I would have not done that. Well, I wouldn't have done that anyways. But still, they would have been like, ooh. No. Nope. And then I would have, yeah. And then I probably would have studied something like airplanes. Yeah. And then I probably would have done a lot better on this episode if I would have done that. But yeah, but we didn't, that didn't happen. So anyway, but I do wonder sometimes, okay, if anybody wants to let me come to their college for a day, let me know. Because I'd love to just go to college for a day and see what it's like. I mean, I have friends that go to college, but I'm not. Maybe I'll raid their college one day. That would actually be such a fun experience. I don't know if that's allowed, like live in their dorm. Maybe I just kick them out and replace them for a day. Wow, look at me. Creative fucking, I can't wait. Okay, who can I call? I have like three friends that go to college. Who's going to let me? That would be so fun. Guys, I'm going to college. That would be so fun. Eating a dorm food. I mean, I don't know. I like really want to like try that all. Like it just seems, it's so interesting to me because I've never done it. So I would really love to experience that. Maybe I'd love it. Probably not, but maybe. Okay. Well, this is your favorite Theta Chi member. It's coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Make sure to come to our Alpha Phi event this weekend and also catch me at the track meet. I will be tripping over the hurdles. It's going to be a complete show. Thank you guys for listening. Also, if you guys want to, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And go to the comments of Apple Podcasts and tell me which episode you want me to do next. Bye, y'all.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.